Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, people often stop and ask me, what is it that makes Camo X, Camo X? And I have to answer, because we bring experiences. We bring professionals.
Right.
We bring people who have touched the highest of heights right here into the studios at whatever this address is here.
No longer one memorial. I think it's 11,
it's 12,
30 it's, or 12:30 or 12:20.
It's on all.
Yeah. Actually, it's the FCC license that makes KMOX KMOX.
Never mind all of that, because joining us once again, as he does every Monday night at 9:00 something, is our own Shawn Michael Lyle, a man who was trained in the art of radio in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh. Actually, it was on Hollywood Boulevard.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. The Don Martin School of Broadcasting, and at the time it was the Safa Medical Building in Hollywood Boulevard.
A man who has rubbed shoulders with celebrities, kings, and brigands alike. A man.
Los Angeles Kings.
A man who has.
Wayne Gretzky and Luke Robitaille.
You met Gretzky.
Movie stars and swimming pools. All of that is true. And Shawn Michael, welcome back. What's cooking?
Well, actually, we were talking before we went on.
I want to hear about Gretzky. You met Gretzky?
It was an outdoor hockey game.
Okay.
And it actually rained. It was terrible. They were more swimming than anything. And I think it was Gretzky's kid. Yeah, he was playing in that. Anyway, Wayne Gretzky and Luke Robitaille were the unofficial team captains of the two sides
right.
in this game. And so during the game, I was there as a news guy, and I was standing there with Robitaille and Gretzky, and we were just chit-chatting. And I did some interviewing from a recording for it, but yeah.
When you're in the presence of greatness, because you've been around a lot of great people,
yeah.
How do you know how to... Does your adrenaline pump a little hotter?
No. See, that's the whole thing. I don't know when I learned, but I learned long ago. I mean, when I was a kid, that people are just people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good name of a song.
People are just people. No, I think we're thinking of another song. Barbara Streisand. But anyway, so today.
They need people.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, they do.
Today's story is kind of, I think, a funny one, because we were talking about New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah, because New Orleans has taken over as the murder capital of America.
Whoa. Thank goodness.
Well,
we got a good draft choice coming in next year, so we may get back to the top.
Yeah. You know, that is entirely possible. But, and we were talking like trumpet players and great jazz people and all that sort
Louis
of thing.
Armstrong.
I never met Louis Armstrong. Boy, that would have been something.
Yeah.
Because he passed away so long ago. But it was the darndest thing. I was the program director and the morning guy of a top 40 radio station in Eastern Washington, in Pullman, Washington, where Washington State University is.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, just across the border in Idaho is the University of Idaho.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these schools are like almost right next to each other. So every year, the University of Idaho would have a jazz festival. And that particular year, back in the 80s, they decided to name their school of music after Lionel Hampton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Who recently passed away.
Did he?
I think so.
Well, I think it's been, it may have been a while. But anyway, so.
Yeah, the only Lionel I know is Lionel Richie. Who's Lionel Hampton?
Lionel, vibe player.
Yeah.
A what player?
Vibraphone. Vibes.
Okay.
He was a band leader, too.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
What's a vibraphone?
A xylophone with wood.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's metal, it's a xylophone. If it's wood, it's a vibraphone.
Right.
And it's really cool sounding.
Very cool.
And the way he played it. But anyway, so he and Dizzy Gillespie were on my show.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were. It was funny because it was a top 40 radio station.
Yeah, and here you are bringing.
Yeah, and so here, because they were it was being named after Lionel Hampton, and Dizzy Gillespie was there for that and everything. And there they were in Moscow, Idaho. Well, they didn't. I shouldn't say that because they were actually in Pullman, Washington, just across the border. They had no idea they were in Washington.
Right.
And I wasn't about to explain. As a matter of fact, the one thing that I remember in talking to them was Dizzy Gillespie, who was just a guy, you know, and uh-huh. he was a good interview. But Lionel Hampton, bless his heart, at the time was an old man, an old gentleman by then, and it was hard to get really coherent answers out of him. But I remember him saying,
"Dizzy couldn't have been a spring chicken either."
No, he was older, but he was real sharp. But I remember Lionel Hampton coming in and sitting down and saying, "You know, I am so glad to be back in the Midwest."
Wow!
And we just kind of looked at each other and said. And so anyway, yeah. You know, it's like, you're actually...
Yeah, Dizzy was known because he had his cheeks would flare.
Yeah,
and like nothing
and
I've ever seen. Yes.
Because he brought his horn, and I'd seen him on television before.
Yeah.
But he brought his horn, and he played a few notes. That was about it. But yeah, that's points up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. Amazing Dizzy Gillespie.
Yes, but yeah, that was... He blew his horn. That was kind of funny because it was like one of those toads, you know.
Yeah.
And his cheeks blew up like a balloon.
Yeah.
But here we were in the middle of, you know, the Palouse with, you know, it was as far from their culture. I mean, you might as well be in Finland as in the Palouse. But it was, that was amazing.
Well, you know, American jazz is very popular in Western Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. And those guys had
Moscow, Idaho.
Yeah, right. But they had a great career. You know, beyond when jazz, kind of fizzled here.
Yeah.
Western Europe was huge with American jazz.
Yeah. But, you know, it was especially somebody who had been, not for a very long time, but I had been to, like, Muscle Shoals and recording studios and all that sort of thing. But for me, it was like, jazz? Why jazz? Why Idaho?
Who's the most famous musician you've ever met?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hmm.
Did you ever play an instrument?
No, I always wanted to. I was always very musical as far as I loved music. And, well, I got into radio to be in music radio. Music has always been a very big thing.
The man was on General Hospital, Michael.
But that wasn't music.
You were on General Hospital?
For Luke and Laura?
Yes.
No, that was just before Luke and Laura when it was still a half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what'd you play?
I was a doctor.
Really?
Did you order? Have you not paid attention?
I think I may have been absent for this conversation because I would have remembered General Hospital. Yeah. I'd have asked you about Luke and Laura.
No, should I tell the story again?
Tell it again. Yeah.
I didn't know Luke and Laura, but
Tony Geary.
But Tony Geary at that time he was a poor struggling actor,
yes.
And there was kind of this thing among us, those who did acting or basically living in poverty in Hollywood, and that is if you got work. You kind of were obligated to buy your buddy's groceries.
Right.
And I didn't consider him necessarily a buddy, but I bought him groceries because I got work on General
Anthony
Hospital.
Anthony Geary.
Yeah.
Wow. The man
Tony
bought
Geary.
Groceries for Anthony Geary.
From my money from General Hospital.
From, yes.
And who's Anthony Geary?
Tony's Luke. He's Luke.
He's Luke. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Luke, my buddy lived with him in Amsterdam for a while.
Really?
Yeah. He lived in Amsterdam. He would fly back and forth to Barney.
Uh-huh.
He would fly back and forth to Hollywood. He would tape for 2 weeks, and then he'd have 2 weeks off, and he'd go back to Amsterdam and live there.
Yeah. Well, when I would encounter him once or twice a week.
Small
or
guy.
So. Yeah. A little bitty guy. Yeah. And he was living, I don't know if he was homeless. I mean, as far as I know, I don't know where he was living at the time.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
Well, I mean, this was before he became Luke.
Did you know? Did you notice that on the sets of those soap operas, all the furniture is like three quarters size?
Well, where we were, it was, I was just on the one set, which was a hospital room, and that was actually, it was actual hospital.
And Doctor Who were you?
Winston, I think.
Doctor Winston.
Yeah, yeah. A recent graduate of the University of Washington,
yeah.
Because the people who, all the actors who were available had been married, apparently, to the patient, which was Emily McLaughlin.
Huh. Oh, yeah, the nurse.
I guess Jesse Brewer.
Nurse, yeah.
I guess the idea of a soap opera is they don't really have reruns, so you're not still getting royalties off of these performances.
I was paid because if I'd have stayed any longer, I would have had to join SAG. I was Screen Extras Guild at the time, and they said that would do okay for a week.
For Dr. Winston.
But when they said, hey, you know, that was good. Do you want a contract? You know, want to talk about a contract? And I said, oh, no, I'm going to broadcasting school.
Oh. Do you wish you would have stuck with being an actor?
I don't know. I mean, it was good work.
Yeah.
And they did at that time mention, they said, but we got big plans because we're going to go to an hour.
Yeah.
Because at the time it was half an hour,
right,
and it just said black and white, had General Hospital, and this is Ed Chandler, and they had piano music.
Yeah.
It was just a goofy
Was General Hospital
show.
ABC?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
it was too. It was on Los Feliz. It was out in Los Feliz, which is northeast of Hollywood.
If you're just joining us, we are visiting with one of the stars of General Hospital.
No, I was, you know, it's the funniest thing is that over the years, when you live in California and you mention, oh, I was in General Hospital, it seems that half the people I mention it to also were on General Hospital.
How about that?
Everybody was on that show.
Unbelievable. Wow. And we've done it again, ladies and gentlemen. Our weekly visits.
We're already running reruns.
With Sean Michael Lyle. I guess that was new for Mike. So we got Michael Sean over here.
Yep.
And Sean Michael over there. It's very confusing. When we come back, what's trending is next on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ah, yes, it's the King of Pain every Monday evening when Hancock and Kelly do late night. We go to the celebrity guest line where we're joined by Braxton Payne for What's Trending. Top of the evening to you there, Mr. Payne.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing good.
Did All you, is well,
Did you watch the funeral today?
I watched a little bit of the clips online. I was a little busy today, but I thought it was a good ceremony. I thought it was interesting in the top of the news hour on some stations, they were talking about Joe Biden's seat placement, that he was only in the 14th row, as it was something that we should all be super concerned about on where he sat for a funeral.
Well, the first 14 rows had to be full of the family because, you know, they got a family tree over there. Everybody's got a duke or a royal or some type of a title.
You got the Duchess of
Cornwall.
Sussex and Cornwall. You got the Wales and you got
the Earl of Nowhere.
You got the Swedish fish.
Yeah. Did you know that there was an Earl of Sandwich? That's how we get the name Sandwich.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Brax?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he apparently invented sliced bread. What?
Sliced bread was invented in Chillicothe, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what they told you?
No, it's true.
What they had archaeologists there?
Let's go to the research department over here.
No, archaeologists dug up like a...
Origin of sliced bread. I'm right about this, just like I was right about the Buffalo Bills.
John, we've only been a country for 200 plus years. There's been people on this planet over in Europe for thousands of years. You mean to tell me they didn't invent sliced bread until we came to... Yeah.
The first automatically sliced loaves were produced... on July 6th, 1928, in Chillicothe, Missouri.
But that's automatically. That means a machine sliced the bread. But you mean to tell me that somebody didn't wind up slicing the bread? Of course they did.
I want to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my education at the University of Missouri for slow learners.
I went there.
Yeah.
Right. So what's trending, yes, Braxton? What's trending?
Oh, God. So we got a couple options here tonight. We got American Idol, Post Malone, and sports betting.
Huh. Well, I want to get to all of them. So let's start right at the top, American Idol.
Let's go.
Yeah, so today was a big day in Hollywood as Kelly Clarkson got her Hollywood Walk of Fame star today. And I was just going back to the American Idol days. So that was 20 years ago when she won American Idol.
Was she the first American Idol?
She was the first American Idol. And bonus fact, if you can figure out or tell me who she beat in the final two.
She beat a guy named Justin.
No, it was Zendaya.
No, she beat the guy because they did a movie together, right?
Yep. Yep, Justin Guarini.
Hang out. I want to thank the Academy.
Pop culture icon there, and John Hancock and Michael Kelly. Let's just put it that way. So I just thought it was kind of interesting because I was just thinking back. I watched the first season of American Idol. So that was 20 years ago. So I would have been, 11, 12. And we watched it as a family, and I remember taking my parents, cordless phone, and you could dial in to vote on those nights, and you could get 10 votes per household or whatever. So we would use that. Then we would use the cell phone. I don't think at a time in American history that so many people came together and watched a single show live and was that involved with anything. Well, I think it changed the course of television.
Very true.
But I have to tell you, I watched American Idol at the very beginning. I never once called the number and voted for anybody.
Oh, we were all in for Taylor Hicks.
Really?
My house.
Oh, yeah. You like gray-haired, good-looking young guys, don't you?
Yeah,
I don't know. No wonder I do so well around here.
Do I make you proud? Or does it make you? One of the things, I
haven't really watched it since. I think I watched the first season, and then, we watched, a couple others with, Ruben Studdard and them. But we went, my family, at the time, I guess it would have been Scott Trade Center, and saw the tour, because they do a tour afterwards, all of them.
So,
and I don't even know, do they still do those?
Who knows?
Or is it just, single artist.
Better question.
Taylor Hicks is at the casino every time.
The biggest star to come out of American Idol? Is it the country music girl that opens up
Kelly
Sunday
Clarkson.
Night Football? No.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood? Or is it the African American gal who
Zendaya.
No, she won the EGOT.
Oh, no. It wasn't
Kim Hudson
Fantasia.
Or Kim
Hudson's on
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
I don't
Hudson,
know if no. she won. I don't know if she won American Idol. I think a lot of the successes are the people that didn't win, that finished third or fourth.
Like Daughtry.
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 Yeah.
Daughtry.
Who's Zendaya?
Yeah.
Zendaya. She was one of the finalists.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was a finalist, but she's a very great actress. Yeah. I don't know. Was she in American Idol? But she's in a show called Euphoria on
HBO. I thought Zendaya was a dude.
No.
She's from Disney Channel. She was on Dancing with the Stars,
all right,
too.
There it is.
Maybe misspoke. All right, what's up with Post Malone? He was just in town.
Yeah, so first off, before we get onto that subject, just make sure you Google Zendaya. She's one of the best actresses. Michael, I think you'll enjoy her work.
Okay. I understand.
So Post Malone was in town on Saturday. Actually, I ended up going to the concert. It was a very good show. I'm a little concerned for his well-being. He canceled a show about 2 weeks ago, I want to say. He came out on stage right before he was supposed to go on, and his voice was gone. So he's had some issues, let's put it that way. But during the show on Saturday, he was, you know, he had a long stage, so, you know, the hockey rink, right? So he went all the way from the one side all the way out to the other side and had, you know, little things in between. So he was in the middle during his acoustic part of his show, and he turned around. He was, you know, giving, you know, high fives to his fans, and there was a malfunction in the stage, which left a hole. Ooh. And he obviously didn't see it, and so he fell into the hole.
Fell in the hole.
Hit his ribs and like laid on stage.
His ribs after falling in the hole.
Yes, and so he laid on stage, you know, put his, you know, and the music stopped. Paramedics came out.
Ooh.
He got back on the microphone and said he'd be back in 3 or 4 minutes. It was, according to, I mean, reports, I think it felt like a long time, but it was 15 minutes he was off the stage. He had about 9 or 10 songs left, but he only played about 3 or 4. He apologized, said he was going to come back, but he was holding his ribs the whole time. So actually ended up fracturing 3 of his ribs.
Oh, man.
And still continued to play the rest of his show, which I thought was actually a pretty good show overall.
Well, it's like Bob Gibson pitching with a broken leg. Now, when he retires, we will then officially be in the post Malone period.
Are dad jokes trending tonight, Braxton?
Always trending with John. I was just more entertained. I mean, obviously all concerts have their own crowd, right? So Post Malone's a rapper.
Who is Post Malone? I've never heard of that. I mean, I've heard
the name.
He's
got tattoos all over his face.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, it was just a very interesting swath of St. Louis. Let's put it that way. I mean, it was not a crowd that I expected to be at a Post Malone concert. It was much more, I mean, it was very, very diverse, but it was much, you know, just older, honestly, to be honest. It was a lot of people that were
like my age old?
Yeah, like 40 plus. Uh-huh. You know, it wasn't as younger as I would had anticipated for that show.
Yeah. Wow.
But it was good, and I would go back.
Hey, what was your third topic?
Yeah.
So it was sports betting. So today in Jefferson City, there's, you know, a special session / veto session.
We're cutting taxes.
And yes. And one of the topics was sports betting, which I was very hopeful that would come up. They were supposed to have a hearing at 1:00 today, and that actually got canceled. But one of the things that I thought that was most interesting that one of the Republican state legislators said about like the reason that he wants to pass sports betting, because sports betting has pretty much a bipartisan agreement. It has all the major sports teams ranging from the Chiefs to the Cardinals that are on board with passing it. But he said that over the past month, there has been 340,000 sports bets in the state of Missouri that obviously, since it's illegal, have not been able to go through on these online sports betting platforms. And that's just, you know, mentioned just the 340,000 that were tried, that were obviously denied. I mean, that doesn't account, you know, the what I would consider illegal, quote unquote, online sports betting that happens all the time and people drive across to Illinois. Huh. But I just think I'm hopeful that in sometime in the near future, you know, Missouri can actually catch up and pass this.
Well, you have to have leadership, and that's what's lacking in Missouri on a number of levels, and hence the reason that something that has unanimous consent support Is bogged down. I don't know who's in charge down there.
Let's see. Let's go to the. We're going to go to the Tried and Denied concert next week. This coming in after Post Malone, whatever the heck that means.
Well, but one thing I will say too, it's I'm hopeful of it. Is every state around us has it? Arkansas, Kansas, Iowa,
Arkansas,
Illinois.
And Kansas. Yeah. Well.
Yes.
Let me know when Mississippi and Alabama get it. That's our barometer these days in Missouri. All right, he's Braxton Payne. He's always here for what's trending. Thanks for putting up with my jokes when we come back.
Thanks, Brax.
John had a little time, a little plumbing issue we're going to get into. Roto-Rooter time.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, we're all aware that John Hancock is winning Superman awards at the house these days, walking the dog, talking to the neighbors. Now you're handling some plumbing issues?
Doing the laundry. Well, so, you know, my wife had surgery last week, knee replacement surgery.
Okay.
And that was on Thursday.
How's she doing with it so far?
She's doing well.
Good.
A lot of pain, but she's doing her exercises and doing well. But on Tuesday, 2 days before the surgery, she noticed that there was some kind of liquid emerging from underneath our kitchen sink.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good.
Mm-mm.
So we called our
drip, drip, drip.
No idea. It's just wet. That's all we know. So the last time we had a plumbing issue, Georgianne fixed it herself. Incredible. I mean, she's incredible. So she got under there and was unable to figure out the source of the problem. So we called our usual plumber.
Okay.
They couldn't come out until Thursday. Well, that's the day of the surgery, and you're not going to do that. So she hopped on the old neighborhood Facebook page.
Okay.
And, you know, anybody know a plumber, basically? And a plumbing company was recommended on the page. So we called them.
Uh-huh.
They said, yes, we can get out there by 11 o'clock.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
2 days before surgery. Out comes the plumber. Nice young man. And very polite.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very serious look on his face. His brow is furrowed. And he says, well, I'm not sure. And so he says,
that's never a positive thing from your plumber.
He says, we're going to have to find the source of the leak. Could be anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have to probably cut out some of the drywall behind your sink.
Oh.
So that we can investigate. There's a fee for that.
Uh-huh.
And, this could take all day. And I said, oh, wow, okay.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, right. So I said, it's got to be fixed,
Uh-huh.
So let's go. So he then pulls out his iPad or whatever he's got there.
Uh-huh.
And he says, let me put an estimate together for you. And he does. And he says, this potentially could be $2,000.
Oh, what the world? Leak. Are you getting a new sink?
No. And I said, really? And he said, it depends on how much,
digging you got to do.
You got to find the leak. You got to identify the problem. You got to make the repair. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, $2,000 worth of stuff.
I know nothing about plumbing.
Okay.
So
I said, you flush, and you turn the water on.
And yeah. I can't make the coffee if the sink doesn't work. So, right. You know, that's no good.
Problematic.
Yes. So he says, he signed the estimate here. He said, you know, it may not be that much. So I signed the estimate. And it's now 11:15, 11:20. So he gets under it. He cuts a hole in the thing, which I have to pay to get fixed later. And, he finds the leak, Michael.
What time is it now?
It's about 12:30.
Okay.
And he said, oh, there's some pinpricks in the copper piping or whatever, you know, but I don't know.
Right.
And so he replaces one pipe.
Okay.
One pipe.
Right.
He puts it in there.
Uh-huh.
He's gone at 1:30.
He showed up at 11.
Yep, a little after. 12, little one, after.
Like 2.5 hours worth of work.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, thank goodness.
So it had to run you like $800.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know. $2,100.
Oh, did he brandish a gun when he told you that?
$2,100, and I said, well, wait. Yeah, there's one pipe. It's one pipe. In 2.5 hours, that comes to $800 an hour. I said, I don't pay my lawyer. So I had to pay it. I paid it.
Uh-huh.
So I called the company, and, you know, I mean, let me tell you, I will never use that company.
What's the name of the company?
I don't want to say anything about Castlewood Plumbing.
Okay.
But it was
$2,100.
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous
for 2.5 hours worth of work.
Yeah, yeah.
And one pipe.
Yeah,
one pipe. And so did it.
The drain was fine. Everything else was fine. It was the one pipe.
$2,100.
I don't want to think about it.
Good Lord.
It was not good.
Man, oh man. I'm so sorry to hear this.
I am too.
But I would have thought, you know, you being the new Mr. Domesticated that you are, that you'd have just pulled out the YouTube and
looked at the
couple of guys piping there. And
I don't want to mess with plumbing.
Yeah.
Because you can do some real damage.
Plumbing and electricity. There's just two things you got to leave to the people who know what they're up to.
Yeah.
And but when plumbing doesn't work and when electricity doesn't work, it's the absolute worst.
Well, Puerto Rico, they've got no electricity on that entire island right now.
Yeah, but at least that's like, you know, that's everybody.
Yeah.
But when you got an issue at your house, right now I got an issue in my office with a couple of my...
What's going on?
A couple of the fixtures I think are old that hang from that ceiling, you know, that space I'm in, you know, that's what's a couple hundred-year-old
building.
The
light fixtures?
Yeah.
And the ones above the pool table?
Yeah, I'm having issues.
Well, yeah, you need to get a pool light installed there.
Well, I understand, but just imagine at $2,100 to replace one pipe, just imagine what it's going to take me to do 5 or 6 fixtures.
Well, you know people, O'Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, if my regular plumber had been available, this would not have been a problem.
So what's the moral of the story? You should have just rented a hotel until you could have had a regular plumber come in?
You need to know who you're doing business with out there. And I, you know, like I wouldn't say anything about, you know, Castlewood Plumbing, but you just need to know who you're doing business with. Because there are people out there that
Did the guy not know he was dealing with John Hancock?
I don't know what he knew.
I think he was trying to pull one over on you.
I don't know what he knew.
Maybe this is all a joke and they're going to send you the money back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, Albert Pujols is only 2 home runs away from the record.
It's going to happen.
Let's talk about it after this. About to be a great night. Really good
tonight. Yeah, this is one hell of a night. Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Well, the Redbirds go to the left coast as they'll show up at San Diego. Likely the team will be playing in the opening round of the playoffs, that 3-game series, if the season finished right now. That's who we'd play in all three games.
I think
we'd
play the Phillies if the season ended right now.
Oh, my app says San Diego.
All right. Well, then you're all right.
And that we would play all three of those games right here in St. Louis. Adam Wainwright goes to the bump tomorrow. It's 8:40 first pitch here on KMOX, which means the pregame show will start sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. So tune into KMOX, listen to John and Mike bring you all the – by the way, you thought I meant Mike Shannon, but I meant Mike Claiborne.
Right.
He's the one sitting in there right now.
He is, yeah.
Love listening to Claves on the broadcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting series because this could be our first-round matchup. Wainwright was better his last time. The two previous starts before that were a little concerning. He had some self-admitted mechanical issues.
You're right. It's now the Phillies.
You're right.
It just changed.
Thank you. And so,
but yesterday it was the Padres.
It was.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the Phillies lost.
Changing every day at this point.
It does.
It's that point in the season.
I mean, heck, it could be the Brewers for all we know at this point.
So. Well, I hope not.
Yeah, I kind of hope not too. But you know, it's really going to be interesting to see how the Cardinals set up their rotation for the if we do have this 3-game playoff series, because you know Montgomery's last couple of two of his last 3 starts have not been ideal. Quintana looked amazing his last time
he
out.
Did,
gave us
he?
8 innings. Dakota Hudson gave us 8 strong innings.
Yeah.
No earned runs. And, you know, Michaelis and Wainwright have been a little bit, you know.
Did you see Wainwright in the interview on the night that he and Yadi broke the record that he said he felt like he was coming out of a dead arm phase?
Yeah. Great interview.
Yeah. And, he's so good.
He is good.
Yeah.
He's going to be in a national booth as soon as his playing days are over. No question about it. He'll be the Tony Romo of Major League Baseball.
You think?
I do.
His personality is going to fit that so perfectly.
Oh my!
Such a goofy guy.
Yeah.
He'll be. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But
made for it.
But relatable and likable.
Right.
That will be interesting to watch. And then, of course, we're only 2 home runs away from Albert hitting 700. What's your prediction?
He's going to get it. I think he's going to get it on this West Coast trip. We're going to see a lot of left-handed pitchers coming up. And so, you know, Albert has been doing very well. He's been, of late, he's been hitting well against right-handers too. But he's done very well against left-handed pitching. And I think, you know, 2 home runs, he's going to get them on the West Coast.
So the Braves and the Dodgers are both in the other part of the bracket. Those teams are the 2 National League teams that scare me the most. So I'm kind of okay with the fact that we'll face the Mets rather than the Braves or the Dodgers in the second round. What about you?
The Cardinals are 5.5 games behind now the Mets for that second place in the league, which would give you a first round bye.
Right.
So that's probably not going to happen. So, I would like to see of the teams that are out there right now, I think I would rather see the Padres in the first round.
Yeah, than the Phillies?
Yeah, you worry about the Phillies pitching and certainly worry about the Brewers pitching in a 3-game series with Woodruff and the other,
Corbin Burns.
Yep, Corbin Burns. And, you know, you see those guys back-to-back and you could be 2 and out.
We haven't been together since baseball came out with the new rules for next year that they say that you're not going to be able to have the shift. I think that's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know that it will be that much of an impact. I mean, you'll have a few more hits that squirt through. It'll be good for certain hitters like a Chris Carpenter or Matt Carpenter. I think it's a marginal impact that might increase offensive production a little bit, but I don't know that it's going to be that big of a deal.
And what's their argument for doing it? That it's slowing down the game to wait for the third baseman to go to the first base side, or vice versa?
It's hindering offense. They believe that, you know, and everybody's got the sabermetrics and everybody's got the hit charts and the spray charts and they know where to position.
But who cares if you want to put 6 outfielders in there? Why not put 6 outfielders out there?
I'm with you.
Why are they tinkering with the grand old game?
Used to be a free country, Michael. You used to be able to do what you want to do.
I'm kind of okay with the designated hitter this year, though, aren't you?
Well, we wouldn't have Albert without it.
Right.
So,
I don't think we're ever going back to that.
No. That's here to stay.
Now, what about the idea that if you're an infielder, you have to have your feet on the dirt?
What? Is that?
My understanding is that now when the pitcher goes to the belt, you have to have your feet on the dirt. You can't be in the grass.
So it's a part of the rule with the shift change.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is big government. So, you know, the problem.
I may agree with you on
the
this.
The problem with this thing, this is big government. So now you got the government out there.
Paul Manfred.
Telling you where you can stand.
Paul Manfred.
Where you can't stand. Where your feet have to be planted. And then the government, in extra innings, puts a runner on second base that didn't deserve to get there.
I agree with that.
What is the matter with this is what socialism does, Michael. giving people second base, they haven't done a darn thing to deserve it, and there they are out there at second base.
So does that?
How'd you get to second base? Well, I don't know. The government put me there.
Do they suspend that rule for the playoffs?
No, I don't think so.
So if we go into extra innings in the playoffs.
Ridiculous.
There'll be a man on second?
I believe they did last year.
Well, whatever they did. I mean, who cares?
They've got to suspend it.
They were losing the freedom in baseball. and I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like telling me.
I can promise you that none of the owners are Democrats. And, the big government that you're upset with is your old party, pal.
Well, this is not right, and it's not right, and it's socialism, and I'm going to stand to that. You know, that's the other thing. You know, the pitcher.
Uh-huh.
The pitcher doesn't have to hit anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like unemployment. You know, you're paying people not to work. Yeah. It's socialism as
well. Well, this is coming from your billionaire buddies. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are your kind of guys. These are your kind of voters. What's the guy who owns Chicago? He's one of the biggest Republican donors out there.
Yeah, they're the governor.
They're nothing but big government people, aren't they? Like Lindsey Graham wanting to impose nationwide laws.
Well, let's not go there. with less than a minute to go.
It is Hancock and Kelly. We will be back with you on Friday morning at 8:30 something, where we will sit in and do, what is that, Total Information AM? Is
whatever
that what they call it with Hancock and Kelly?
Yeah, whatever it is.
And we come and spend a little time with Dave Glover and the crew.
We do.
And then on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2 in St. Louis, it's Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. If you can't get enough of our voices, wait till you get a load of what we look like.
Yeah, I'll bring every chin I've got, and you can watch them all on Fox 2 on Sunday morning, and Michael Kelly will be with me.
Do you remember the people who helped us today? Do you know their names?
Ethan and Ethan.
Ethan and Ethan on the board.
Ethan, thank you so much. Ethan, you as well. A couple of Ethans.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a room with two
Their
Ethans
brother's
in a
name
long
is
time.
Alan.
There you go. Ethan Allen Furniture. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, Ethan, thanks. Best of Glover is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.